And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A Colorado Senate committee narrowly advanced a bill that takes a market-based approach to funding childcare. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brandine has more.
Supporters say it would invest idle state funds to generate revenue without raising taxes. Senator Janice Marchman says the need is urgent.
That number is 13,000. That is how many children in Colorado are right now on wait lists. So they're locked out of child care today.
The bill lets state enterprises invest reserves through a new authority. But critics, including the state treasurer, warn it would violate the Constitution. The measure passed 5-4 and heads to the Appropriations Committee next. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A politically charged labor bill cleared the Colorado legislature on Friday, but faces a likely veto from Governor Polis. The bill, called the Worker Protection Act by supporters, has wide support from Democrats and labor unions. It would repeal an 80-year-old Colorado rule that mandates workers hold a second election before their union can fully negotiate, even after they've already voted to unionize. Polis vetoed the same measure last year, putting him at odds with fellow Democrats. He signaled he would likely do the same this year. The rift between Polis and legislative Democrats over labor policy goes back years. This morning across the Front Range, highs will be in the 70s, then lows tonight will be in the 40s. For more local news, head over to cpr.org. And tomorrow, a chance of rain. Have a good one.